Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart joining me. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Rob.
This is sort of the time of year when things start to get busy.
That's it. The bears are waking up, and soon to follow them, of course, is the people that want to get on the trails as well. So when we have lots of bears, we have lots of people, it's only a matter of time before they start running into each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure Bow Valley Wild Smart will be busy with the education aspect and, of course, kicking things off here this coming Saturday with Bear Day.
Yeah, this Saturday, Alberta Environment and Parks and Wild Smart are once again teaming up for our fourth annual Bear Day celebration. The main goal of the we have is for proactive education. We want people to know before they go. If you ever find yourself face to face with wildlife on the trail, that's too late to start thinking about wildlife safety.
And a new location for Bear Day this year.
Yeah, we're going to be up at the Canmore Nordic Center this year. One of the big things we heard from feedback in past years was people wanted more space. More people seem to want to be able to come. So in order to accommodate that, we've moved up to the Nordic Center. So more space for speakers, more space for people to enjoy the day.
Yeah, so what kind of programming is going to be happening on Saturday?
We've got, of course, the regular highlights. We've got bear spray demonstrations, so people can come and learn to try that out. We've got our bear trapping demo that's always very popular as well. A new piece that we've got this year is Dr. Tony Clevenger, actually, who's done a lot of work out of Montana State University, particularly here in the Bow Valley with the overpass and underpass structures. He's going to be giving a talk at Bear Day this year, I believe at 11 a.m.
I understand there'll be a bit of a fundraising component as well.
Yeah, once again this year, we're putting on our silent auction with all proceeds going to WildSmart. So that's going to be for our programs and program development in 2016. We've got, again, some beautiful art pieces from local artists such as Bagudi or Carrie Servos. I believe Lynn Harrison is also going to have a print for us. We've got some experiential things from Alpine Helicopters and Canmore Cave Tours. We're really running a big gamut. We've had a lot of local businesses and individuals take part in our silent auction this year with donations. So we're really hoping that that'll help raise some funds for our important programs.
Fantastic. So this event will be going from 10 to 3 on Saturday. Is Bear Day free?
It is. It's a free event. We invite people to come on up, enjoy the day. Hopefully we're going to have lots of people who are around as Canmore on Cork is this weekend anyway. Good reason to come up, check out Bear Day, and then come on down and grab yourself some tasty food.
If people can't make it out to Bear Day, but they still want to brush up on their wildlife safety information before they head out on the trails this spring and summer, you guys have great info on your website as usual?
Of course. Wildsmart.ca is a great resource for people to check out info, not just on bears, but also cougars, elk, coyotes, all sorts of wildlife with which we can see conflict here in the valley.
Bear season is here, and celebrating that with Bear Day once again, Saturday, 10 to 3 at the Canmore Nordic Center, Bow Valley Wild Smart. Tyler McClure, thanks for joining me in the show
today. Thanks a lot, Rob.